really good around like regular board meeting, July 7th, 2014, 7 o'clock.
If I could have the rest of the trustees come up, please, so we can start. Good evening, everybody. Great room. We need to hire, promote, and recognize more often, I think, you know? I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, July 7th, 2014, at 7:02 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fred. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simon-Jelling.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Rudinsky.
Present.
Is Henry coming? Have we heard anything? He's coming? Okay. Tom, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tom. Making a motion for item 3.1, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of June 16, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, public comment. Anybody? Thank you all for being here. Make a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.8, as follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $181,810.13. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending June 15, 2014, in the amount of $121,543.38. Item 5.3, approve payroll for the period ending June 29, 2014 in the amount of $118,014.22. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a revised proposal for the Illinois Public Risk Fund for workers' compensation insurance. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of an EnviroSite sewer push camera in the amount not to exceed $19,688. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from the Steiner Power Systems for generator maintenance in the amount not to exceed $8,260. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution authorizing design engineering services with Baxter Woodman in the amount not to exceed $9,700 for the 2014 sanitary sewer rehabilitation. And item 5.8, motion to approve the abandonment and capping of well number one located at 322 Railroad Avenue by W.P. Blake and Sons Incorporated in the amount of $3,997. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion?
Actually, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. With respect to 5.7, I just wanted to clarify that
on our later meeting, I was excited
think parents tried to get me, you know, you would have asked what to do it because of the time pressure we just
That was discussed at the last meeting also to a committee of the hall.
So in the future, would you see more mitigating
them from the outside? Depends on if we want to take the man hours, approximately 40 hours of man hours to do it, and that's what was discussed at committee of the hall. I would say that the best way to approach items like this is when the liaisons have a discussion at the next committee of the whole meeting, let the liaisons, along with Public Works, bring that particular agenda item forward for discussion then. But this was already discussed and decided to move to the...
I do recall we did have that discussion. We wanted to, again, be on record saying that we have the capacity to do this, and it's going to be a little bit cheaper for us to put in house. That's what we need to mention about. I believe that there's a big issue, but we're also pushing a lot of money out the door into their door. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Can we have the minutes reflect that Trustee Fry arrived?
Yes, we did.
You did? Thank you. Hello, Trustee Fry.
Good evening,
sir. Item 6.1, 6.2 from the Clerk's Office, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Mayor and members of the Board, I would first like to point out that the police commissioners did all the work to help us get these officers here present and our members and structures here generated Vice President and Vice Chairman and Richard Crane, the chairman of the police commission, our own person to help us carry in our new officers. The first officer I'd like to introduce to you was Robert Robinson. Robert's 25 years old. He is not married and resides in Canada. Robert has an associate's degree in criminal justice from the College of Lake County. And he's had a successful career prior to coming to us in the service industry. And he is a former SunCom 911 dispatcher. Tonight we'd like to have his grandfather, Joseph Bingenberg, in his badge on for him after his family.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Congratulations. Thank you.
The next officer that I'd like to introduce is Christopher Murphy. Christopher is 32 years old. He's married to his wife named Lisa. She's going to finish graduating tonight. And we have three boys, Riley, Caleb, and Peter. Christopher and his family are Round Lake residents. Christopher has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Western Michigan University. And previously a financial crimes investigator with Fifth Third Bank.
$19,985. Item 7.2, a motion to approve well abandonment agreement with BT Products North America Incorporated. Item 7.3, adopt an ordinance prohibiting the use of groundwater as potable water supply by the installation or use of potable water supply wells or by any other method within certain areas in the village of Round Lake. 7.4, a motion to approve a highway authority agreement with BP Products North America Incorporated. And item 7.5, motion to approve a supplemental agreement with BP Products North America Incorporated.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripod, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripod.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski. Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries. Can we do item of us on 9.1 through 9.4?
Can I do that for you, sir?
Absolutely.
I'd like to make a motion for omnibus for 9.1, adopt a resolution authorizing the village of Brown Lake Police Department's participation in the Lake County Major Crime Statistics Task Force with a membership fee of $500. 9.2, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department's participation in the Lake County Metropolitan Enforcement Group with a membership fee of $12,600. 9.3, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department's participation in the Police Law Institute Training Program and payment of the Police Law Institute invoice in the amount not to exceed $3,328. And finally, 9.4, adopt a resolution adopting the School Resource Officer Intergovernmental Agreement between the Village and the Board of Education of Round Lake School District 116.
Okay. Move. Motion made by Trustee.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a motion.
Yes, you see it. I'm used to it.
And who seconded it? Seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Tripod.
Yes.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any notes from public works?
No.
Thank you. Community development building is doing a special event. Thank you.
As a reminder, we're going today is another meeting. Yeah.
Thank you.
Not that one on Monday?
No.
No.
That's all the issue.
Mayor's comments, item 14.1, employee recognition for Sergeant Chaney. Chief.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, the story that I'm going to tell you tonight is really a reflection on everything that our officers that are here and not here do on a daily basis. They do a good job every day. I'm excited to tell you about this event and also another one that Officer Sergeant Chaney was involved in over the weekend. But first, Sergeant Chaney,
you're going to get ready right
up there. On October or June 8th, at about 2:30 in the morning, Sergeant Chaney was on patrol in the area of the BP gas station, and she saw a man that looked suspicious. It was June 8th, it was hot. He had a hoodie and a hat on, it was running. Ran across the street, went from the BP gas station. She thought it would probably be a good idea to check him out. It was suspicious. When she did check him out, she saw that the man was talking to Robert and Jeff. She parked the car, stayed herself on the outside of the gas station and called for assistance. And while she was doing that, the man exited the gas station and hit a building on the first day. While he was in the gas station, and he had told the clerk at my point was robbing the office of robbing. He left and she was able to arrest him before the gas company. She did not go to job that week. Something else that you need to know about was this weekend, she found a car that had been stolen on the beach. And in the car was making a baby, 2 months of baby. You guys will find it, and they're very successful. Spin out the car and the rest.
Good night.
You can use the same outfit.
Just change the officer to...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's the only thing you're going to need to...
Exactly.
Right. You don't get a badge.
Address item 15.1, 15.2, and 15.3.